when you start asking why for a lot of these things, it's not a deep enough question, because from the non-dual realm, those questions don't really exist. Those questions come from within a dualistic realm.
Which I can understand.
A person really needs to back up. You know, you can ask those questions like, why, you know, why is my ego controlling me? Why is my mind controlling me? Why don't, why doesn't humanity get non-duality? We can ask all those questions, but we need to go a little bit further.
Okay.
To really get the answer. And the answer is to inquire into ourselves and who we are. And to ask who is actually wondering these things.
Yeah, what are we and where do our thoughts come from? So what are we and where do our thoughts come from?
Well, we're basically nothing, but we do show up as human beings with all kinds of stuff going on, which is what we are, you know, just sitting here talking. If we ask about our thoughts, it's like, I compare it to like walking through a field of grass, and you select one leaf, and you ask where that leaf comes from and how it got there. You wonder how it got there. You think about all the details of its life. Or you may as well look up at the stars and wonder why one star is here, it's not there. And why there's space in this place and a galaxy over there. In other words, when you get outside your small world, and you start to wonder bigger. And if you find out about that something bigger, you learn where everything comes from. I think that's what I'm saying. If we look at a thought, any thought, it's like looking at a leaf of grass in a huge field and wondering about that. It's not that significant. But if we look from a perspective of something bigger, we'll actually see where all those things come from, where our thoughts come from. And they're not really that significant. So a lot of the worrying that we do about our life and why this way and why are our thoughts and all these worrying, this is non-duality is all bigger than that. And I can't give it, you know, you want an answer. You know, why isn't everyone non-dual and why isn't there peace in the world?
Well, yeah, right, like why is it set up to be this way? Of what value? I'll ask it another way. In non-duality, what's the value of duality here? Like why, and I guess that goes back to the why, but it seems that there's got to be, I mean, that's pretty definitive, some reason for our dual existence here.
Well, there is duality. I mean, we do have our lives, and we have to live them. And that's a good question to ponder. What is the meaning of our existence when you start asking about duality?
Right.
Why do we have a dualistic life? Then it's a question of asking about existence itself. Existence is dualistic. So it's a good question. It's a deep question, and it's an important question to go into to fully understand non-duality. What is our existence? What is existence about? And there are practices that you can do. There are non-dual practices that you can do to get questions, to get answers. But
okay,
each person has to answer it for themselves. It's not going to be sufficient for me or for anyone else to give an answer. It's not going to be satisfactory.
What are the practices? Give me something.
Well, there's a number of practices. The key practice in non-duality is called self-inquiry. And self-inquiry simply involves asking yourself, who am I? And that's all it is. It's looking at your existence and simply considering, who am I? And if you respond and you say, well, if you just ask who's listening to these words, just ask who's listening to, if a person will just ask, the listeners might ask themselves, who's listening to these words? And their response may be, well, I am. And then you would say, well, who is that I? This is a way of carrying out the who am I inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, well, okay, I'm listening. Then you ask, well, who is that I? And then there may be an experience, you'll experience who you perceive your I to be. You know, it's your body, it's your thoughts, it's all that. And then you can ask, well, is that who you are? You know, who understands these words? Is it the brain? Is it your brain? You know, is it, who knows those things? And this is a way of carrying out the inquiry, who am I? And if you want to get disciplined about something like that, you just set a time to do that, like 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night. And you just ask yourself, who am I? And then if thoughts arise, and they will, all kinds of insane thoughts will arise, just ask yourself, whose thought is this? Now, this is self-inquiry. It's a classic technique. It was probably made well-known by Ramana Maharshi, who was a great sage who lived in India. He died in 1950. And there's a teacher in Hawaii named C who teaches. A lot of people teach this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But C has a good book on self-inquiry. And my description of it kind of comes from what C wrote. So this is a practice. This is a classic practice. If you follow this practice of asking who you are, if you do that for persistently throughout the day, or at least during certain times during the day, you'll have an understanding of non-duality and an understanding of the questions you're asking about why is there duality. The person has to get it for themselves.
In terms of that, I guess to some extent I've been down the path, and I've got my own beliefs where I kind of look at all it is maybe as an ocean and me a drop of water from that ocean in terms of a soul, and maybe I'll don many identities through a variety of lives and eventually go back to that all that is. But then, of course, on the bigger level, when we get into non-duality, that goes to what's the all that is? What is this? And I haven't broken that barrier, which non-duality supposedly does.
Non-duality does, if you follow that practice. Asking what it is, it's for you to find out. It's for each of us to find out what it is. It can be called a quantum reality. People talk about that lately. Seems to be pretty popular. Wayne Dyer. You know Wayne Dyer?
Sure,
he gives a lot of
sure.
talk. He wrote some pretty good, pretty popular books. Like
sure.
The Power of Intention is one that I think about. And I've seen him, I've watched him speak like on PBS. He does these talks. And he talks about Source. And Source is, again, non-dual reality. And what he does, he goes on a stage and he has like a globe, kind of like a glittering globe. And he points to that during his talks and he calls that Source. And he gives it a structure. It gives it a solidity so that people have something to think about, structure to think about. And that's fine for introducing Source to people. But Source isn't a structure. It isn't anything like that. Non-dual reality isn't anything like that. There's no structure to it. Structures, you might come out of it. Universes may be manifest, but it itself has no structure.